I eat focus for breakfast. Okay, maybe not. Maybe I lied a little bit, but I don't eat breakfast at all. And here's the wild part. You shouldn't either. And today I'm going to tell you exactly why. Breakfast is completely fucking up your focus. And as a founder, as an entrepreneur, focus is quite literally one of the characteristics that will make you the most amount of money, save you the most amount of time, minimize the amount of stress, and turn you into truly a high performing business owner. Focus is everything. And breakfast, it starts with breakfast. Everything starts with breakfast. Most people's days start with breakfast. But if you want to be extraordinary, you cannot live an ordinary life. Breakfast is fucking your focus. And your focus is fucked because you don't know how to fix it. So here's the real question. Why is everyone's focus so fucked up these days? And more importantly, how do we fix it? Welcome to today's episode. This is the first ever solo episode I'm doing, so this should be an interesting one. Yes, these are indeed YouTube videos that I turn into podcasts because I'm basically still fleshing out the ideas. But here we are. Today we're talking about focus and why the world has fucked up your focus and why nobody can focus on anything these days. We're going to break down the three steps that you need to take to unfuck your focus, fix your routine, and start getting serious results in your life and in your business. This episode is going to be all about clarity, focus, and structure. There's no matter where you're watching this from, whether it's on YouTube or on Spotify, get comfortable, grab some black coffee, no sugar, don't put sugar in it, and let's hop in. Okay, so here's the deal. We live in an insanely distracted world. Notifications, Snapchat, Instagram, TikTok, short form content. Our attentions are going down the toilet. And I just want you to think about something for a second. How many times do you check your phone first thing in the morning? I mean, most people have an alarm set on their phone to wake up, and boom, that's one pickup. That's one interaction with your phone. And most people, after they turn off the alarm on their phone, they check the social media, they check their emails, they respond to iMessage, they reply to their group chats or Slack messages. They are always on their phone first thing in the morning, right? So that's distraction number one. Then, after you've gotten distracted with your phone, you've gotten the dopamine, the notification bomb has hit you, and you're already immersed into the digital world. Breakfast time. Most people grab a sugary breakfast, pastries, cereal, whatever. They put sugar into their coffee. And then what? They sit there eating it, scrolling on their phone, probably watching the news. And then they go to work. They grab their keys, hop in the car, and maybe they listen to an audiobook, or maybe they listen to a podcast. Because the traffic's really bad when they get to work, so they need to have something to distract themselves with. But the weird thing is that they can't really focus on the podcast. You can't actually listen to the audiobook for some reason whenever you're commuting because you just can't focus. Like, you can't think about it. It's so frustrating, right? Like, you're in a rush, you want to get to work on time, the traffic's terrible, and you just cannot focus on the podcast or audiobook for some reason. And by the time you get to work, your focus is literally toast. You have been bombarded with so many distractions that even before you open up your laptop, your brain is already shot. It's dead. It's gone. And trust me, I've been there. I'm not just preaching this to you out of my ass. I've lived this experience of having a completely screwed up focus. I've lived the sugary cereal mornings, hopping on the bus to go to school, then not being able to focus in class, then forgetting to do things and not being able to achieve what I set out for myself to achieve in school. And now it's even worse because by morning, I run my business. By day, I'm a full-time student in university, and by night, I'm literally doing business again. And so I am naturally distracted. I am literally so split up between so many different things that I am perpetually distracted, and I completely screwed up focus. I've struggled for years with this. I mean, think about it, right? For my business, I might have content to make for it. I might need to make some delivery content, some client delivery systems, right? I need to build out some automations. I need to respond to emails. I need to do this, that, and the other. I need to go to these meetings. I need to hop on this call. I need to make this lead magnet. I need to write this email to this person. And then on top of that, I have school. I have to study for the exam. I've got this microeconomics homework. I've got this paper to write. I have to go to office hours. I have to do this project, this group project. And by nature, this is what life is like for most entrepreneurs. You might not be a student, you might not be a full-time student, but you might be a full-time parent. You might be working a side job. Like you might be doing a side hustle at the same time. You might be working with different hobbies. You might be doing different things at the same time on top of your business. And so by nature, our lives are distracted. And by nature, therefore, our focus is fucked. So what you have to realize is that if you can't focus, you can't build anything meaningful. And that's the harsh truth that most people try to avoid. But today, we're not avoiding it. We're gonna look it right in the eye and tell it that we will not suffer anymore. We will not be slaves to our distractions. We're not gonna be slaves to our notifications. We're not gonna be slaves to a completely fucked up focus. It's time to lock in. Here are the three reasons why your focus is fucked. Now let's break it down. I've found that there are three main reasons, and they're pretty simple to speak and to explain, but fundamentally, they're a little bit more nuanced, and they're going to be hard at first to adopt. So one is your diet. What you eat is like an input. It decides how you perceive the world in some ways, because if you think about it, right? It's the same way that whenever you drink, like, why do you drink coffee? Why do you drink coffee? It's because you want that energy boost. So you're consuming this substance, and there's some chemicals going on in your brain that then allow you to wake up and to be more energized, right? That's why you consume. And so it's the same way with your diet, right? What you consume affects the way your mental processes work. It affects how well you can focus. It affects how fucked your focus will be. It affects how fast you can process different information, how fast you can do menial tasks, everything, right? Your diet impacts everything. And most people's diets are fucked. So therefore, they're completely screwing up their focus. So how do you fix your diet? We're about to get into that. But the next reason why your focus is fucked is because of distractions. Notifications, social media, coworkers, co-founders, everything, right? Teams, having to manage that, emails, Slack notifications, everything, right? They're all distractions. They're all taking you away from what actually matters. It's taken away from your focus. And finally, arguably, one of the most important ones is your energy. Your energy is everything for your focus. If you have low energy, if you're getting like 3 to 4 hours of sleep every night and you're waking up tired, your focus is automatically like cut in half by 50%, like cut in half. And you're already starting basically in the negative. So you need energy. You need the recovery, the sleep to actually have focus by nature. So these are all very fundamental. They all require like some kind of shift in your lifestyle, shift in the way you kind of do things that is going to be very hard at first. But if you stick it out, then it will change your life because with focus, it applies to all aspects of your life, right? It applies to your relationships. It applies to your business. It applies to even your well-being, right? Your health. When you improve your focus, your health improves, your relationships improve, and your business skyrockets. So let's start with the first one, diet. Why do you skip breakfast? Why do I skip breakfast? Why should you skip breakfast? Why should we all say goodbye to breakfast? Most doctors say that, you know, breakfast is this all amazing thing. Oh, it's like the most important meal of the day. You need to have breakfast to do whatever, right? You need breakfast to do the tasks of your day-to-day. You need breakfast to focus, right? But that's quite literally the complete opposite of the outcome. Because when you eat breakfast and you're eating up those carbs, those sugars, your body has to go to digest that stuff, right? And the thing is that most people don't eat a healthy, clean breakfast, right? What does a healthy, clean breakfast look like? It's probably like eggs and more eggs and more eggs and water. That's probably like the cleanest breakfast you can have. But most people don't do that because it's boring. It's like uninteresting. They can't stick to that easy of a the simple of a diet. So most people eat a sugary breakfast. Sugary bowl of cereal, muffin, pancakes, whatever. Something to spike their blood sugar so they can start their day off with some kind of high, right? They want that quick burst of energy. But then it comes down crashing hard, right? And it happens like right in the morning when you get to work, essentially. When you're supposed to be doing actual work, that's when the crash hits you. And so when you're hit with the crash, you're not thinking with your head. You're not thinking clearly because your body is digesting these sugars. It's undergoing these processes that are slowing down your mental processes, and therefore your focus is completely gone. And so what do we do to mitigate that? Most people, they just make an excuse to make another cup of coffee or to eat more so that they can get more energy. But it's already a negative sum game. They're already losing the battle and they're just making it even worse. You've lost the battle before the game has even begun. You've lost the day before it's even begun because you've eaten breakfast and consumed a fuck ton of caffeine to cope with your energy crash. So I started skipping breakfast entirely. And honestly, the first few days sucked, right? I was starving. I felt like I needed to eat something. I felt like my stomach was empty. I couldn't think. I couldn't work. But eventually you will get used to it. Okay. And once you kind of experience what I'm talking about, whenever you skip breakfast and don't go straight into work without on an empty stomach, right? You fast until lunch, right? When you fast in the morning, you skip breakfast and you get into work, the work is just unbelievable. It's a different kind of level. It's a different frequency, right? It's going to be hard to, you know, change, to make this transition to fasting until lunch, right? I start eating at 2:30 p.m. and I get up at 4. So if I am eating my first meal at 2:30 p.m., that time from 4 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. is completely focused. Like, I'm not digesting any food. I'm not thinking about, you know, cravings, or I'm not like trying to snack to overcome my energy negative. Like, I'm not trying to do any of that. And because of it, my mornings are sharper than ever. I don't have any more cravings. I don't feel the need to have to cope with my energy by drinking more coffee, or I don't experience the sugar crash from my breakfast that most people experience around noon. And I have sustained energy throughout. All I do is drink water, maybe a little bit of tea. That's it. I don't eat anything, right? And so that's like cold turkey, no breakfast, nothing, right? But if you're one of those people who absolutely can't skip out on breakfast, then fine. Just make sure that you're eating clean. So eggs, water, proteins. Focus on the proteins. Forget the sugar. Eat clean. Eat a clean breakfast. Forget the sugars. And you'll probably be fine. you'll probably still be able to maintain that focus if you're eating those proteins in the morning. But for the people, for the founders, the entrepreneurs that are really, really serious about peak performance, about focus, then just skip breakfast. It's not that hard. It'll suck for the first few days, but eventually get used to it. And the trade-off of an incredible amount of focus is by far worth it. So skip breakfast and your focus will really, really start to change. And your business is going to, you'll see the outcomes of your focus in your business because you'll be producing more per block of time, right? Your focus is leverage. The more focus you have in your work, the more work is done in a given unit of time, right? Every minute of focus work is infinitely, infinitely higher ROI than, say, an hour of distracted sugar crash notification work. It's not just breakfast that matters. It's your entire diet. So here's the framework that I use for all of my meals. Three things: high protein, low carb, minimal sugar. So most of you eat a lot of carbs. It's normal, rice and pasta, you know, it's normal. It's the staple of a lot of meals. It's what fills you. It gives you like the energy it takes to take on the day. But for lunch, you need to keep it clean. No more stir fry. No more stir fry with all that pasta and rice. Skip the carbs. I know it sounds like torture. It sounds impossible. But you'll thank me later when your energy doesn't tank in the middle of the day. So your diet is linked directly to your focus. When you eat junk, your brain gets junk. When you fuel yourself with clean, actually protein-filled balanced meals, meat and veggies, your focus will stay sharp the entire day and you'll get more done in less time. So if you want to really start to unfucking your focus, fix your diet. Skip breakfast, cut out the sugars, minimize the carbs, eat a lot of protein. Next up is distractions. Step two. Distractions. We're living in an age of infinite distractions. Notifications on your phone, emails pinging you every 2 seconds, Slack messages every 30 seconds, people knocking on your door to ask for whatever. It's non-stop. Every ding, every knock, every distraction is murdering your focus. And we've gotten so used to it that we don't even realize how much it's costing us, right? Think about it, right? A notification seems like nothing. It seems like, oh, okay, yeah, this is happening, yada, yada, yada. But compounded across a long time horizon, right? Think about how much time you waste from one notification across a year, right? A notification probably distracts your attention for a second. That's for a really focused person. They hear the notification and they ignore it and then go back to their work. But for most people that don't have that dialed in focus, a notification, a single notification, say like it's an email, right? Say it's an email, right? You get an email notification from someone in your department. Say it's like the department head and you've got to like fix something. That distraction could literally cost you an hour, right? You have to respond to the email, you have to fix the thing, and then you got to follow up, and then you got to iterate upon, and you got to fix it, make sure everything's good. That could cost you an hour, right? And you have these things to do on your list. I know you do. We all do. We all have all these things to do. And then part of your team is like asking you to fix this thing that's not even on the to-do list. It's unexpected. And it's like that distraction is quite literally holding back your business. It's limiting the potential of your business. One email, just one, is costing you an hour. And when you think about your time in terms of an hourly rate, it is costing you money. It is costing you money as a founder to be distracted by things like emails, Slack notifications, messages, people knocking on your door, everything. All of it is a distraction. And it's costing you money, time, and energy. It's leading to an immense amount of stress. It's making you solve problems that you probably didn't need to solve yourself at that moment. Distractions are absolutely killing your business. But here's the solution. 3 magic words. Do not disturb. Turn it on when you start working. On your phone, on your computer, everywhere. I don't care. Like, you can even get a do not disturb sign for your office door so that people don't just knock away. And turn it on when you start your work, and then turn it off only after you finish all your work, right? Obviously, don't skip your meetings or don't ignore people, but turn it on so that you don't get notifications every 2 seconds that distract you from your work, from the work that actually moves a business forward, that moves the needle, right? Distractions pull the needle out and throw it into the haystack. You don't want notifications to be taking you away from your business. Notifications are quite literally stealing money from your business. It's stealing time from your clock. It is stealing your life. And it's not just in business, it's also in, you know, your personal life, right? You're getting distracted by these things constantly. From the moment you wake up and turn off your alarm, you're distracted. When you're eating breakfast, you're distracted. When you're driving to work, you're distracted. When you're at work, you're distracted. When you get home from work, you're distracted. Before you go to bed, you're distracted. And it's costing time, energy, and money, and life. So cut out the distractions using 3 words, do not disturb. And I guarantee you, your business will take off and your life will absolutely, absolutely change. This isn't optional. It's essential. If you want focus in your life and in your business, you got to block out the distractions. Do not disturb. And finally, energy. Your sleep is destroying your focus. Okay, let's talk about the final piece of the puzzle. And this is arguably one of the most important parts. Because if you don't have this, then everything else doesn't matter. I don't care if you have the cleanest diet, the no distractions, no notifications, nothing. If you don't have this, then your focus is screwed anyway. So most of us are running on fumes. You might think that you're fine with 5-6 hours of sleep, but you're not, okay? When you're sleep deprived, your focus is gone. Your decision making is garbage. And your productivity, it's in the motherfucking toilet, okay? When you realize that your sleep is screwed, you realize that you have so much potential. But the thing is that your sleep, it has been so perpetually, chronically deprived of you that you're kind of used to it by this point. You're used to being in the negative of energy, of focus. You're used to it. And so when you regain this, like when you actually sleep a good night's sleep, 7-8 hours of quality sleep, you'll notice something. You'll notice that your focus is like 5 times better. You're able to be more present in conversations with your team. You're able to get more work done because you're not so groggy in the morning. You won't feel as exhausted early in the afternoon because you're sleep deprived. Like, you'll actually be able to work through the afternoon and feel energized and ready to actually do the work that you need to do to move the business forward. And then by the time it's time to go to bed again and you have a consistent schedule routine that you're getting a consistent amount of sleep, then your body is ready. It's ready to go back to bed. And because your sleep is so bad, it's so deprived, it's such in such a negative level, you're burning yourself out without even realizing it. And your focus is taking a hit. So here's how you fix it. Here's the deal. You don't worry about balance. It's not about quitting the side hustle or quitting the hobby or quitting school in my case. Like, I'm not gonna drop out of school to solve my sleep problem. It's about setting boundaries, right? Because I know you. You go, you drive home from work, and then you're answering emails. You're responding to Slack messages even after work, like after hours. You're doing this. I get it. You're obsessed with your business. You want things to work smoothly. But here's the thing. How high ROI are those email replies and Slack messages after you leave work? How far are they actually moving the lever compared to the work that you're actually doing at work, right? The work you're doing at work is actually moving the business forward. And the longer the so you're getting more leverage out of the work you're doing at work, and you're getting close to zero leverage by responding to Slack messages and emails. And in fact, it's costing you money to respond to these emails and Slack messages after work because it's cutting into your sleep. And because you're cutting into your sleep and your routine, your focus is less. So therefore, the focus that you could be applying to tomorrow's work is already fucked. So you're losing money. It's a negative sum game. So set boundaries. Do not respond to emails or Slack messages outside of work. Just don't do it. And if you need to go to bed on time, if you're struggling with, you know, staying up late because of whatever reason, don't set an alarm for the morning. Set an alarm to go to bed. Not want to wake up, want to go to sleep. This was a huge mindset shift for me because I'm used to just like working late into the night because I just kind of get caught up in everything, right? I get caught up in the work. And it's almost like a self-discipline thing to set an alarm to go to bed so that you can get up tomorrow morning and be refreshed, have the energy to actually work. If you think about it, you set an alarm to go to bed at 9 p.m. You wake up at 5 a.m. with 8 hours of sleep. That is mind-boggling, right? So if you set an alarm to go to bed at 9 p.m., 10 p.m., and you get up at your normal time, make it a consistent schedule, right? You go to bed at this time, you wake up at this time. 7 to 8 hours is a target. Imagine how your focus will change. Your focus will literally 10x. I promise you it will 10x. And every morning you'll wake up with energy. You'll wake up and you'll hit the ground running. Your business will see the results of your sleep. I'm not even joking. Sleeping is an investment into your business. Sleeping on time, going to bed on time, is quite literally the simplest, most powerful way to unfuck your energy and to fix your focus. All right, let's bring it all together. Here's how you can unfuck your focus. 1, unfuck your diet. Skip breakfast, cut out sugar, focus on protein and clean eating. 2, unfuck your distractions. Turn on Do Not Disturb, block out the noise, protect your focus, protect your time. And finally, 3, sleep. Get at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep and set boundaries between your work and rest. Set an alarm to go to bed. If you fix even just one of these problems, you'll be in the top 5%. Your focus will 10x. And that's awesome. It'll make you feel amazing. It'll probably make you want to try the other ones, to actually hit on all 3 of these focus on fucking techniques. But very few people will do that. Very few people will even do one of these techniques. Very few people will actually do all 3. 0.1% of you will probably actually try to implement these 3 techniques. But the people that do, the founders that do, are gonna be unstoppable. I'm not even kidding. Your focus, if you're able to fix your diet, cut out distractions, and get to bed on time, will make you an absolute beast. Your business will boom. Your focus will be through the roof. And everything that you want in your business, whether it's growth, scale, more clients, whatever, I don't care, it will happen because your focus is better. You're moving the needle farther with each piece of work. Every unit of time that you are putting into your business gets higher returns because you're investing more focus and more leverage into each unit. So, to take action today, start small. You don't need to do all three at the same time. But eventually you want to get to that point where you are making these a habit, where you're prioritizing your focus, because you got to realize that it's the most important part of your business. Your work relies upon your focus. It's your most valuable asset. So don't let the world steal it from you. Focus on one of these tasks. Start small, start easy, and your business will thank you.